Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. Girl, the hope in my arms.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back. 17 till, the late great Bobby Darin. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of our day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is helping us get our website more international friendly. Doug is the director of marketing and communication for U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's often, always bringing us, every time he joins us, he brings us something that we can use, especially to figure out how to grow our business outside of the four walls of the United States, out across the pond, over the borders, whatever it may take for us to do business internationally. And you know, one of the reasons why I keep working on this, Doug, is I am convinced that the greatest weapon against war, the greatest way that human beings on planet Earth will have a peace dividend, we'll live in peace and harmony, is if we do business together. I really believe what Bastiat said, the French economist, 19th century French economist, who said, as I've said many times and I'm going to keep saying it, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And Doug, I'm convinced that when small business owners, when more small business owners in Peking do business with small business owners in Peoria, the world would be a better place. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. And you know, we made a big leap just yesterday when a business person out in Sacramento, California called and said, I make a little device that helps zap these small insects that get into bee colonies and kill the bees.
Wow.
Ruining, of course, the honey crop.
That's a real problem. There's a real problem with this.
It's a real problem, and she has. It's a very simple thing, but apparently it works very well. To bring back full circle our theme this morning, she has a website, and someone in Canada saw this, wanted it for their own, you know, bee hives, and contacted her via the site and made a purchase. And so she was calling to find out about duties, taxes, NAFTA certificates of origin, and so forth. But I thought, wow. What a great product.
Right.
How did she come up with that idea?
Right. We need to. I know some beekeepers who need to know about that. You need to send me her information.
Offline, anyone listening today who needs this device to kill these insects that get in and ruin their bee colonies would be happy to help them.
Yeah.
One of the things I told her is make sure that on your site, in addition to welcoming the international buyer, you also indicate to them that they, the buyer, is responsible for the duties and taxes, because usually there are duties and taxes in cross-border
mm-hmm.
transactions.
In their country.
It's important to let them know. Exactly.
Right.
In their country. And it can range. In Canada, they have a 5% goods and services tax on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there might be a duty in addition to that, which is like a tax, but it's based on the product itself, whereas the sales tax is the same percentage on everything.
Right.
And it's just important
to know. Is it complicated so the transaction, I mean, how does that whole transaction get finalized, though, if we're off the thing a little bit, but it's really part of the e-commerce element of your website, of having an international website. So if your thing is $50 bucks, and Canada has a total of $15 worth of duty and et cetera, how does that get applied, and who collects that pays it?
In a couple of ways. I mean, the buyer always pays unless the seller forgets to remind them. And winds up paying it themselves,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, you don't want to do. So you can either collect it up front by calling us, for example. We can give you the estimated duties and taxes on any shipment to anywhere, and you can charge them, take their credit card, and include the duties and taxes. Then it goes right to them. Or the shipper, the shipping company, will usually advance the money for the duties and taxes, but then they want to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
So they will either bill you on your account that you have with them, or they'll collect from the consumer at the other end. And the same thing is true with the Postal Service.
Is that what happens when the shipping companies, like FedEx, delivered this to Canada, to her, picked it up, and you know, FedEx picked it up in her office in California, delivered it to Calgary, Canada, let's say. Do they handle that?
They'll handle that for you.
They'll handle the duty and all that. Sort of what, and in big, in huge transactions, is that what a freight forwarder does?
That's what. The freight forwarder will help you estimate those costs, and they'll tell you the different ways in which the money can be collected, but they won't collect the money for you.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's
so back to the web thing. You let them know that you like international buyers. You let them know up front that maybe you say, international buyers, please go to the section on international issues or whatever, and they go there and it basically shows them what's expected of them and what you're willing to do yourself.
Right, and it doesn't have to. You don't have to have some fancy search engine there that computes all these things for you. Just a paragraph letting them know that they are responsible, and give them a couple of options. They might want to do express mail, overnight, 3-day,
right.
1 week. Give them some choices, and then. And I told this woman with her bee bug zapper if get a comment. From that Canadian buyer, after they've had a chance to see how it works and saves their beehive, and then put that quote on the website,
absolutely.
Maybe with a picture of them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great. That's a great
idea. Happy bees. Happy
that's a great
bees.
Idea. I'll tell you what. I'm serious. We, you know, the bee parasite issue is a real problem, and human beings, as Jerry Seinfeld's bee movie, you know, says so plainly. Humans don't need to can't live without bees. We need those guys. Tintail, right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.